we offer a warm Christian Crusaders welcome to each of our listeners today. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship service. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Sitting at a graduation party a few days ago, a person said, "Aren't we really blessed?" We all agreed. But it has caused me to ask the question, according to the Bible, who are really the people called blessed? We'll talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, there is no question that we are a blessed people. We have all of the abundance that we could ever hope to have. Yet, Lord, we realize that sometimes we crave for more. So as we study your word today, help us to understand who really are the blessed. In Christ's name, amen. A few verses from the 112th Psalm. Praise the Lord! Blessed is a man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. His heart is secure. He will have no fear in the end, for he will look in triumph on his foes. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Now as to God we're confessing. sing. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers, showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Friends in Christ, as defined by today's lifestyle, who are the blessed? In many cases, the answer centers in the material and the satisfying of all human emotions. If those two things can be accomplished, then you are supposedly, in the eyes of many, among the most blessed. For example, an early morning show present some celebrity who is often related in the entertainment world as one of the most fortunate. This person has just won an Oscar for her lead part in the best movie of the year. Obviously, she is very wealthy. She has been married several times and claims to have had great experiences with all of her wonderful husbands whom she still loves. And now, when this marriage is over, perhaps there will be another husband. That, to some people, is living among the blessed. Plenty of money and doing whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. I recall many, many years ago, a friend and I were students one summer at Union Seminary in New York. He loved to go to plays, and so I caught that Rudy Vallee was in a play off Broadway. I suggested to him that we go down and see this play because I had come from the same town in Maine as had Rudy Vallee. So we went, got tickets, sat down, and then I asked the usher if she would send this note back to Rudy. Tell him that I am from Westbrook, Maine. Tell him that I knew his old father, and occasionally I would go to a ball game with him, and see if there would be any chance that I might say hello to him when the show was over. The usher came back and said Mr. Vallee would be very happy to see you. So to the surprise of my friend who was attending seminary with me there in New York, when the play was over, I said, let's go back and see Rudy Vallee. He said, well, of course we can't do that. And I said, let's just try it. So we went backstage and rapped on his door. And sooner than we thought, here stood this famous man of years gone by. We sat in his dressing room and had a delightful visit, especially about his father and things in the hometown. And then when it was time for us to leave, he said, why don't you walk with me out the back door? And when you get outside, right across the street, and I think it was Liz Taylor and Richard Burton who would be there. Richard Burton was playing Hamlet, if I recall correctly. And while Elizabeth Taylor was not in the program or not on stage there, she would come down perhaps in her large limousine and get her husband, and we'd have a chance to take a look at Liz Taylor. And I believe she had a dog or two along with her. The crowds of people were all over the street just to get a glimpse of these two very, very important people in the entertainment world. As Rudy Vallee was ready to leave us, he said, you know, that's the way it is. Once the crowds gathered to see me, but now that day is over. It has passed on to others, and Richard Burton deserves it. Isn't that interesting? That is supposedly the blessed as far as this life is concerned. Well, now if you turn to the Bible, you get a little different definition. For example, here in the 112th Psalm, the psalmist says, blessed is the man who fears, that is, lives in awe of the Lord, who finds delight in his commandments. And then in this psalm, he goes on and picks out a few qualities in the life of a man or a woman who are blessed. Here it is. Blessed is that person who lives in a personal relationship with God. He puts it this way, who fears the Lord and who finds great delight in his commandments. In other words, we who live in the New Testament period know that this God is to be feared in a sense that he is to be held in awe and respected, and certainly his word is the final authority. But he is also a God who in Jesus Christ has revealed himself as a loving God, and he is tremendously anxious to live in a personal relationship with us, and he wants us in a relationship with him. Therefore, the psalmist would hurry on to say, blessed is that person who lives in a personal relationship with God Almighty, the God who speaks to him every day in his word, the God who declares unto him the forgiveness of his sins by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, the God who directs him in his living. That's the kind of a person who should be called blessed, who is not walking through this world on his own strength, but is ever depending upon his heavenly Father to speak to him. He goes on and he says, blessed is that person whose family is stable. Or to put it in the words of the psalmist, his children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. In other words, as the commentator that I read on this particular verse has said, you can send your children off, and they will be able to stand against the temptations of the day. That person is blessed. When he says to his son and his daughter, now you're going to leave us, but we pray that you will remain firm to the convictions based on God's holy word that we have tried to put into your head and the Holy Spirit into your heart. In other words, it is a stable family. The people have gone out into life with a foundation to stand. That's the most valuable part of the inheritance from a home. That is to walk faithfully with your God. And you have had that witness to you day in and day out during your upbringing. To be able to say to your son and your daughter, when they are leaving home and they are heading out for the university, you're going to run into all kinds of difficulties. There will be some of them in the classroom where many will not voice the same Christian conviction as you have heard in your home. There will be temptations in your social life where alcohol will flow freely and drugs will be the thing of the day, where illicit sex will be ever thrown at you. But just remember, there you are able to stand, for you have a foundation based on the word of God. Here is another one. Wealth and riches are in the blessed person's house. Were you surprised to read that in the psalm? Is it not true that if you're a wealthy person, maybe you can't be among the children of God? And as a result of that, you have to live halfway in poverty? No. I know that sometimes people have been given that impression, either by the church or some other place, but such is not the case. Wealth and riches are in the righteous man's house. Isn't that understandable? If you come from a home where you are really taught to make the best use of your time, don't you think that you will apply your talents, develop them, and work hard at what you're doing? And if you go in with a strong work ethic as a young person, don't you think that sooner or later this is going to benefit you materially? Of course it is. I'll never forget the man who came to our town in Iowa many years ago. He came from Latvia. He was a displaced person. When he arrived, we had no idea really what his background was, and we thought perhaps he would be a general laborer on one of the farms, and that would be where he would perhaps live and die. But when you got one look at this man, you understood, oh no, no, this person is not going to be a general laborer. Here is a person who is too aggressive. Here is a person who is bound and determined that he is going to get ahead. Do you know that man lived for about 40 more years? And when he died, he was a vice president of a large Midwestern bank. Now, he was a wealthy person. He had applied himself. He had developed his talents. That is a part of the righteousness of God. In other words, we really make something out of our lives, and we benefit from that materially. Now, it doesn't mean that every person who knows the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be wealthy. That's not what we're getting at. Now, does it mean that God just is obviously going to bless you with all of these material things just because you are His? No. But just a normal course of life, applying yourself, doing the very, very best you can. Now, that obviously makes you a person who is going to get ahead in life. But the person with all of this wealth, whatever it may be, always has his eyes on the Father who has given him all of these great blessings. He also realizes that they are very temporal. He knows the blessings of wealth, but he knows the dangers of wealth. He knows that the Word of God has taught him the love of money is the root of all evil, and this can destroy him. He knows that Jesus has said it is very difficult for a wealthy man to get into the kingdom of heaven because that becomes his God. So warning us in that way, God is not opposed to us having some riches. Who is the blessed person? He is a person who does not live in darkness, for the light has dawned on him. He has come to see what life is really all about. Jesus said, you know, I am the light of the world. In other words, if we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to know what is right and what is wrong. The blessed person is the individual who has absolutes. He does not walk around in this life spiritually confused, wondering what is right and what is wrong. He knows that Jesus Christ has come, and he knows that this Savior is the one who is going to direct him in all that he does. He knows that that Savior gives to him a real sense of values. Blessed is a person who knows what is important and what is not important. Blessed is a person who can go out and play a social game of golf and not become all upset just because he had a bad hole or two. After all, he's not a professional. He's out there to get a little exercise and to have some fellowship and to do the best he can. But what is a game of golf? Or what are so many other things that we put such a high priority on in our life? Blessed is a person who has walked in a relationship with God until he has a real sense of values, who understands what life is really all about, who is anxious to serve God and humans, who knows of God's grace and his forgiving love. If you go on, you find that blessed is a person who is generous, a person who is anxious to give freely. He loves people. And as a result of that, he is very, very anxious to see that they are also cared for. And so the psalmist says, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. In other words, he doesn't want to keep all of his wealth to himself. He wants to share it. He wants to be a good steward. He knows from whence this money has come, And therefore, he's anxious to give it back by helping those who are less blessed than he. There is a concern in his heart for those who are less fortunate. He has learned the story of the Good Samaritan from the lips of Jesus. And when he sees a person lying by the side of the road, he is anxious to go and minister to him. For this person knows where his wealth has come from, and that it is really not his own, and he is to give it out of love to Christ in relationship to his faith. Blessed is a person who has a future that is very, very secure. He goes on to say his heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. We know that we live in a scary old world, and it doesn't matter who we are. Sooner or later, some of these fears come to us because we are shaken. But that person who trusts in God, who knows that his strength is not within his own being, but it is within that which God has given to him, he will have no fear of bad news, this psalm says. We're going to have bad news, aren't we? There's no way to avoid it. It's a price of living on this earth. But when we trust in Jesus Christ, then the heart is steadfast. We know that he walks with us. It's something like St. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, but to die, well, that's gain." In other words, when I walk here in good days and bad days, I know that my Heavenly Father's grace is going to be sufficient. And I know that when I am put aside for a little bit, underneath are his everlasting arms. And I know that when I die, then he is going to take me home to him. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has come into this world. He has suffered and died for the sins of the world. And when I place my sins on him, and by God's grace receive him as my Savior and my Lord, then I know that there is a heavenly home awaiting me. That is a person who is blessed. When you and I can walk around with the assurance that we are God's while we are here, and we're going to live with him forever, that person is blessed. Yes, annually there is a list of the most wealthy people in the world, and we read it with some real interest. How many billions have they accumulated, and how have they done it? There is another list, but it is not printed. That would be the list of the most blessed, and they would not be the same list. For the most blessed person is one who lives in a personal relationship with God, has a stable family, who knows the blessings and the dangers of wealth, who has a good sense of values, who loves people, and knows that in Jesus Christ, his future and eternity is secure. You think there are any of those around? Thousands of them, friend. And if you are not one of those blessed people, find a man or a woman who lives in a personal relationship with God. Then talk to him or her about what it really means to be truly among the blessed. Amen.
Oh, no.
Lord Jesus, as we begin another week, we pray that we may begin empowered by the Holy Spirit to give thanks to you for all of the blessings that have come our way. God, may this Lord's Day be a time of spiritual strengthening. As we have heard the word, as we know that we do not walk alone, as we know that we have a heavenly Father who watches over us. God in heaven, help us to realize that you did leave your throne above. You came to this world to be identified with us in the person of Jesus Christ, through whom we have a Savior and one who will lead and guide us as our Lord. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the gospel message heard today will bring you peace and joy in the days to come. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry. We thank each of you for your continued financial support. Many of our listeners are shut-ins and rely on our radio broadcast for their weekly worship service. Sometimes, those who most need our program are the least able to send financial support. We ask those who God has blessed with abundance to support the ministry as you are able. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.